This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Practical lies and disinformation. All right, I'm going to hit the big Russia news, the crime wave news, the economy news, and then at the bottom of the hour, for at least an hour and a half, we're going to take your phone call, so I'll be giving that number out next segment and opening up the phone system. It's a computerized phone system, folks, so don't waste your time calling until it opens up. We're going to open it up when I get the number out next segment, so thank you so much for tuning in. But I want to air this Greg Reese report. It's so powerful. Just went up on Friday. Needs to get millions of views. I think it's only got like 300,000 views. And it's Pfizer comes for the babies now. Only 211,000 views. Pfizer seeks approval to inject infants with deadly gene therapy shots. Here it is.
Because some human beings care about their children, VAERS was established in 1990 as an early warning system to identify negative reactions and side effects of vaccination. Which makes sense, but there are major problems. It is managed by the FDA and the CDC, which explains why the VAERS database requires a class to learn how to find anything. Taking the time to actually file a report is voluntary. And out of fear of losing their jobs or being considered an anti-vaxxer, nobody wants to speak ill of the all-holy vaccine, let alone make an official report. It is estimated that only 1% of vaccine injuries ever get reported to VAERS. So that means when VAERS reports over 44,000 adverse reactions and 90 deaths, one can expect it to be as much as 4.4 million adverse reactions and 9,000 deaths. And these numbers are only from the age 5 to 17 group. Conservative numbers put it at 10%, which is 500,000 children that have been wounded and killed from an unneeded, unwanted, experimental gene therapy shot that we were lied to about every step of the way. Thanks to the Open VAERS project, which is built upon the VAERS data, the public can easily search these reports and see for themselves. People are reporting adverse reactions such as chronic pain, loss of hearing and taste, talking gibberish, and acting out aggressively. And these are the mild cases. There is a tsunami of major brain damage, heart disease, and fatalities. Edward Dowd has analyzed the data and has reported an 84% increase in deaths among ages 25 through 40, which is the same amount of lives lost to the Vietnam War. Toby Rogers estimates that Big Pharma kills twice as many people that died in World War II every single year. The press ignores this because it's not enough. They want your newborn babies as well. Pfizer is pushing to have children as young as 6 months old given a shot that we know is potentially fatal, even though children were never at risk and are still not at risk. The United States has been force-injecting infants and children with experimental vaccines for years, and now they want to add the infamous clot shot. Thanks to virtue-signaling mothers, some children have already been getting it in the womb, which is resulting in miscarriages, stillbirths, and deaths from breastfeeding on toxic, genetically modified mother's milk. Pfizer is planning on submitting another application for emergency use authorization in early April. That's about 18 million children under five who could be sacrificed to the altar of Big Pharma and political correctness. If Pfizer can achieve permanent liability protection from the FDA, who they control, then they can add the mRNA gene therapy shot to the childhood vaccine schedule, where it will enjoy permanent liability protection under the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. These same crooks are putting a judge on the Supreme Court who openly defends leniency towards crimes that involve child rape. They are coming for your children, and they will not stop. If you still care about the human race and are looking for something you can do right now, you can go to Toby Rogers at Substack and read his urgent call to action for more info. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the most censored, lied about, demonized, hated broadcast in the world by globalists, by pedophiles, by devil worshippers, by trash, by thieves. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you will know a man by his enemies, and I am very blessed to have these enemies, but I'm way more blessed to have you as listeners and viewers that stand with us in the incredible quest we're involved in. It is so historical, and every day is more insane than the last. I'm going to give the number out right now, and I'm going to start taking calls at the bottom of the hour in 23 minutes on any subject you want to cover. Long-time callers, first-time callers, people that agree, people that disagree. But I will put first-time callers at the head of the line, so be honest about it. But please tell me if you are a first-time caller or if you're calling from some really faraway country, we tend to put you to the front of the line as well. If not, we just go in the order the calls are received. What do you make of the latest developments in Ukraine? What do you make about the economic system? What do you make about what BlackRock's been announcing? I'm going to get to that coming up next segment. What do you think about the false flag at the Oscars last night? You're not supposed to question whether it's fake or not when it's as phony as plastic fruit. It's like walking into a store and they've got a table out and you go, is that real fruit or plastic? Anybody can tell you. It's plastic. Well, how do you know? You're not a biologist. You're not a farmer. You're not an ornithologist. It's like if somebody asked me, is that a penguin or is that a eagle? And I'm like, well, it's walking on the ground. It's about 3 feet tall. It's got a white belly and black body and waddling around. It's a penguin. Well, you can't say that. You're not an ornithologist. Well, what is a woman, Judge? I don't know what a woman is because I only do what I'm told. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are not those people. This is an open, free country still, because we say it is, we're going to exercise our freedom and ignore the censors and the control freaks, and we're going to defend the oases of liberty and freedom and free speech and Americana that still exist and are now more bright in this darkness than they've ever been. So the toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. You can see it right there on your screen. All right, I'm going to get into the Russia-Ukraine situation and where all that's going here. And then, as I said, I'm going to hit some of the geopolitical, financial BlackRock news next segment, and then we'll go to your phone calls. But let's go back to a clip I already played last hour because it's so important. This is Biden running around in Europe, saying Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power.
So in this hour, Let the words of Pope John Paul burn as brightly today. Never, ever give up hope. Never doubt. Never tire. Never become discouraged. Be not afraid. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase the people's love for liberty. Brutality will never grind down their will to be free. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
Regime change. Suddenly, though, it was rebuked and rebuffed by world leaders and by his own Secretary of State, because Biden isn't running anything. And when you call for killing or removing leaders, that is an open act of war, and they are a nuclear power. And if we go down that road, well, I got another clip here, and I don't want to attack Sean Hannity, but, man, he came out and said bomb the Russian convoy 3 weeks ago, a la Highway of Death, Iraq, first Iraq war, 1991, second was 2003. And Sean Hannity's come back again and called for a nuclear war. He says we can't be wimps. It's quote, off the face of the earth, he says, humanity needs to all basically die, I guess, according to Hannity. Hannity says nuke Russia off the face of the earth. If they use WMDs, we can't cower in fear over mutually assured destruction. Well, here's the deal, Sean. Iraq didn't have WMDs that were deployable, but Russia does, and so do we. And so you can't say that. And see, Zelensky is, and we've already seen the UN and the global pseudos in Syria stage chemical attacks and say that Assad did it, but later it came out it was the White Helmets doing it. So again, when you set the stage, as Zelensky and others have said, that if there's any chemical or biological attacks that they claim the Russians did, but they don't even have proof, that then we use nuclear weapons on the Russians, and the Russians will instantly counterstrike wherever the nuclear weapon came from with an attack. That's why all the biggest brains have looked at this for 60, 70 years. It's called mutually assured destruction. And Hannity is quoted. There's video of this. In fact, I think I forgot to tell the crew to get that video. Get that video. I want to play it next segment. You got to hear this for yourself. He's debating Tulsi Gabbard, and he says, well, put the quotes back up there. He says that we can't be intimidated. We can't be pushed around. We can't cower in fear. That's a quote. Over mutually assured destruction. What do you mean, cower in fear? So he's going along with the whole narrative when he's got a family in New York City that is one of the main targets of those Russian submarines sitting offshore 12 miles. And his answer would be, well, we'll nuke them better than them. Okay, well, they'll shoot us 100 times and we'll shoot them 300 times. It doesn't matter. They'll shoot us 5,000 times. We'll shoot them 15,000 times. What? That's why it's called mutually assured destruction, because you've got to be mad and out of your mind to first strike somebody. Oh, and it gets better. The Kremlin calls Biden's regime change comments alarming, but appears unwilling to escalate rhetoric. Meanwhile, Biden on Saturday said he refuses to rule out first strike use of U.S. nuclear weapons under extreme circumstances. Oh, okay. What does that mean? First use of nuclear weapons. What's the extreme circumstance? Oh, the Russians are driving out certain forces? Hannity, nuke Russia off the face of the earth if they use WMDs. We can't cower in fear over mutually assured destruction. Secretary of State Blinken walks back Biden's unscripted declaration that Putin cannot remain in power. World shocked by torture and executions of Russian soldiers at hands of Ukraine Nazi battalions, actually wearing the Nazi patches. Inconsistent with U.S. goals, Western analysts slam Biden's call for regime change in Russia. Poll, 8 in 10 Americans worried Biden bumbling could lead to nuclear war. Think so? That's an InfoWars.com article that Steve Watson wrote, but it links to the big NBC poll that shows that. You believe 20% aren't worried about nuclear war? They're idiots. Coming up, I'm going to show you the shocking video of Ukrainians shooting and torturing POWs and then calling their mothers up with their cell phones to tell them they killed their sons. And these are real soldiers that have been identified, even Ukrainian officers. It's been all been confirmed. Ukrainian government came out last night and said, do not violate the Geneva Convention. They admit it's real, but our media is saying it's not, of course. Oh, but the killing the prisoners and torturing them, that's not real, even though it's on record. But Will Smith slapping Chris Rock, that was real, right? Uh-huh.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
That whether you're Mexican or whether you're Russian or whether you're Japanese or Canadian or American or South African, that there's a war between countries that we shouldn't engage in war crimes. That means shooting prisoners, torturing prisoners. It means making people take injections. That's a war crime as well under the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention. The big pharma's done the American people now coming after our newborn babies. But when you see the footage coming out of Ukraine, most of the atrocities you're seeing, people targeting civilians, but also targeting military that have surrendered, is by the Ukrainians. And again, I know the demographics of Ukraine. I know that the main group fighting the Russians are Nazis because their grandparents were. During World War II and after World War II, it took the Russians a year or more to clear them out of the country the first time. So that's just a fact. I mean, the left accuses a ham sandwich of being a Nazi. I mean, they'll accuse Martin Luther King of it. So it kind of loses its meaning, but this really is where the Nazis and the Russians were, you know, doing this to each other, and Ukraine was occupied by the Nazis for 3 years, and a lot of the Ukrainians were anti-Russian and pro-Nazi because they saw the Nazis as liberators. A lot of Eastern European countries did at first, and then they're like, oh, these guys are as bad or worse than the communists. And that's any mainline World War II history book, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, Pulitzer Prize winning, explains all that in several chapters. This is not debated. So when they go, why, Zelensky's Jewish, there's no Nazis over there, it's playing on the ignorance of the public, okay? Zelensky's an actor. He's a front man. But one of the main groups empowering this civil war is the Nazis. So let's play a clip here from the end. And we got much worse stuff than this, more graphic. But I'm going to show you just some of the least graphic stuff of them shooting people in the feet, knees, and genitals. And then we've got footage, and I'm not going to show all of it, but where their genitals have been blown off and they're kicking them in the groin. And then they get their cell phones. These are well-known Ukrainians, and call their mommies and make fun of them and call their wives. And it's all real. It's been confirmed. This is really going on. So what type of whack jobs, of course, this guy turns out it's a Nazi. What type of whack job kills somebody, tortures them, commits a war crime, and then calls their mommy up when they capture their cell phone? Because remember, this would be like if Dallas invaded Waco or if Dallas invaded Austin. It's the same people, same groups. These guys doing this speak perfect Russian because they really are Russians. It's a Russian culture. It is Russian. It's got some Western European influences, but it's Russian. It's where Russia started. And so they're doing all of this, and you're asking yourself, what type of whack jobs? Because I'm sure the Russians are probably doing atrocities too. That happens in war. I'm not defending it. I mean, I bet they're shooting dudes in the ding dong too. That kind of stuff goes on. I bet most of the troops don't do it, but there's always a certain percent in a war that do bad things. I bet Ukrainians are raping women, Russians are raping women. I mean, you know what's going on. The point is, why are they releasing it? Well, you had the head of the National Ambulance Group last Thursday put a video out on national TV saying, I have instructed them when we get injured Russians to castrate them. And then we have video of them blowing their testicles off with handguns. You're going to see some of the video. I'm not going to show the naked men and their genitals blown off, but I'm going to show you men writhing with blood pouring out of their crotch after they're shot. First, here's a video of them shooting men pulled off a truck in the legs.
Look at this. A synthetic floor.
Now, there's hours of these videos, okay, because on the Ukrainian sites, the Ukrainians are very proud of this. I don't even go to the Russian sites. I go to the Ukrainian sites, and it's horrible. Let's play a short clip that isn't too graphic. This is one of the lighter clips of the same clip where it shows the men shot in the feet, knees, and genitals. It's like some get shot in the penis, some get shot in the knee, and it seems like if you're more white, you get shot in the knee or the foot. I just noticed the browner Russians, because Russia is very diverse, they're getting shot in the wee-wee by the Nazis. And I'm not trying to make a joke of it or make light of it, trying to have a lesser word for it, but in their genitals. Go ahead and roll it with audio, please, from the start. The radio listeners are just men laying all over the place, inside a compound, on the ground, outside. They take masks off of them. They're totally beat up. And then they scroll down, and they've been shot in the genitals. This particular individual has had his genitals. This guy shot in the leg. This other guy in a minute shot in the genitals. And you just look at it. Just people lined up. Foot, knee, genital. Foot, knee, genital. Yeah, he shot in the thigh. Some of these guys are dead. But the dead are at peace. They're like, oh, he's dead. Let me move on over here. That guy's dead. A bunch of them are dead. And then they start, you know, shooting them more. But you'll see a guy here in a minute shot in the crotch. A couple more of them. Yeah, that guy's kneecapped. Yeah, this fellow shot in the genitals. There's a bunch of these. They take his mask off. You notice he's got. I notice all the guys with shot in the genitals have brown skin. That's what the Nazis did actually in World War II. Yeah, he's a little bit browner, so he got a little. Got his crotch blown out. Of course, this guy's dead. He got shot in the crotch, too. Well, he's still alive. There's a dead when they show in a minute. I don't watch this last night. Let's go ahead and turn this off. I don't want to watch this anymore. The point is that there's hours of this if you want to go look at it, and they're on TV saying, with straight face, when we capture them, we cut their genitals off. We castrate them. And then they get them off the truck, shoot them in the foot, the knee, or in the waist. And that's what they're doing. And they're doing it not too scientifically either, so they're going to just shoot them in the torso, in the lower torso, or in the abdomen area. So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, and... Here, let's go out to break. There's so much cussing, even in English here, but here is the Ukrainian soldier. He's been identified, an officer, talking to one of the mothers on the cell phone. He called the guy he just killed. Here it is.
Да, вечер добрый. Я прошу прощения, а вы с Ильей знакомы, да?
Ну, конечно.
А кто он вам приходится, если не секрет?
Сын,
да.
All right, let's stop there. You know, the crew's wonderful. I tend to send them articles with videos, and I guess they got another one. There's ones where the moms are on the video. They're like, you know, it's on Zoom, it's on Skype, it's on video feeds. We're gonna find those for you. We're gonna get those for you. We're gonna play those for you because you need to see this. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Bandai Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This whole situation in Russia is extremely complex. But there is an issue at the center of this that is just so bizarre. And it's that you can quote what the State Department says when they get something right, sometimes they actually tell the truth, and then you'll get attacked by the New York Times, the Washington Post, Media Matters as being a horrible person. But you just quoted what they said and agreed with it. They don't even want the general public or other talk show host to even be involved in policy discussions. They want you to, hey, go watch your Netflix over there. I'll play a clip of this, illustrate this in a moment. But Biden came out a week and a half ago and said the New World Order is in trouble. Their global system's in trouble because of Putin's invasion. In 2017, he said the same thing. And it's actually true that China and Russia are challenging the Anglo-American New World Order. General Flynn comes out last week. It was all over the news. They demonized him as a Russian agent because he quoted that the Western New World Order is being threatened by Putin. I mean, It's like saying Santa Claus wears a red and white outfit. I mean, the First Amendment's about freedom of speech. I mean, it's just next level, folks. It's next level. That they're all saying this is overthrowing their order, and then he says it, and he's bad when he's the former head of Defense Intelligence. And I don't even know at this level the propaganda they operate on, except their average minion is so stupid, they don't know how stupid that makes them sound. I don't want to fight with Blinken or Garland or any of these people. I want them to stop being such horrible people. I want America to be the good guys. God, I know we were never perfect, but we were the good guys compared to other people. And we're not now. And I don't like that. We're the leader in lies, the leader in BS, and the leader in pedophilia and a bunch of other bad stuff. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of you wrecking this country. I'm going to go to your phone calls after I play these clips. I appreciate everybody calling in today. I just start getting so pissed at these people. Because, you know, these globalists going along with this, they're destroying their own future. But they've got to dominate everybody. And I'll get to it next hour. I got all this BlackRock news I said I'd get to this hour, but I got to go to your calls. But since I mentioned this, let's go to the Sean Hannity clip. And again, I'm not in competition with Sean Hannity. I like Sean most of the time. I don't want to be his enemy. But, you know, you can't sit there and say we need to go ahead and have a nuclear war and we can't have nukes off the table. We can't cower in fear. After he says he wants to bomb the Russian convoy, which would start a major expanded war. I mean, Sean, let's fix America's problems first and stop letting George Soros start a war over there. Is what the Russians doing the best idea? Do we agree with it? I don't agree with it, Sean. But I know why they did it, and I know that the globalists, our mutual enemy, are the ones that started the fight. Do I like the bear running around rampaging now? No. But we shouldn't have gone in there and done that, and we did. So let's not escalate that now. Here's Sean Hannity.
If Vladimir Putin wanted to negotiate, he would have done it a long time ago. He's not willing to. and if he wants to use chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons, he's got to know that his entire country is going to be blown off the face of the earth. I pray to God we never get to that point. But that's always been a threat. And it remains a threat here, and we can't cower in fear based on the fact that we've had mutually assured destruction pretty much for all a lifetime. But I appreciate you being on.
Let me explain something to Sean Hannity. Putin has zero motive to use chemical or biological or nuclear weapons. It would turn him into Hitler. If they could prove he preemptively uses a nuclear weapon or chemical or biological, I'll say killing. kill Vladimir Putin. Killing if he does that. And I'd say the same thing about any other world leader. If I thought Joe Biden was going to launch a preemptive strike on Russia with nuclear weapons, I'm not going to kill him. I'm not threatening him. And this is hypothetical. But, yeah, lock his ass up and put him in a padded room. He's already there anyways. I mean, that's not... The UN and others got caught staging attacks and blaming it on Assad on record. We invaded Iraq repeatedly over WMDs. It was exaggerated. It was BS. There wasn't anthrax in that vial. They didn't have anthrax trucks. That was made up. And then they injected our troops with a bunch of poison frickin' vaccine for a threat that didn't even exist. And then we got Sean Hannity up there saying, we can't take nukes off the table. We can't cower in fear. And you got Biden saying, we may use nukes first. We may kill. Need to stop trying to destroy the planet and knock it the hell off while you're trying to impress other men around you that you waddle around talking about let's use nuclear weapons. How about let's use our brains? How about that? How about we use that sometime? Huh? 99% of these guys run their mouth about war and how tough they are. Let me tell you, you get in a ring with them bare knuckle, they're going to start crying for their mommy. And I'm not saying I'm going to beat his ass. I'm telling him, stop trying to start a nuclear war. Let's play a real hero, war hero, a real patriot, General Flynn. Actually led troops in combat himself and gotten highly awarded for it and been a great American patriot. Let's play what he said, but first let's hear what Biden said 5 years ago in 2017, and he said it again last week, and all Flynn did was agree, and he's a Russian agent now. What fruitcake world is that? Play the clips back to back.
But the greatest threat on this front springs from the distinct illiberal and external actors who equate their success with fracturing the liberal international order. We see it in Asia and the Middle East, where China and Iran would clearly prefer a world in which they have overwhelming sway in their regions. And I'll not mince words. This movement is principally led by Russia. Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence. We see it in their aggression against their neighbors, sending in so-called little green men across borders to stir violence and strains of separatism in Ukraine. Using energy as a weapon, cutting off gas supplies midwinter, raising prices to manipulate nations to act in Russia's interest, using corruption to empower oligarchs to coerce politicians. We see it in
someone like Vladimir Putin has now upset this balance of the new world order that they were trying to achieve by going into Ukraine. And, you know, and I'm probably the last person that's going to be a Putin apologist. I won't be. But what I do understand are the dynamics that are playing out in Ukraine right now. And I sent you something earlier, Clay, and we don't need to go into the details of it. But all of what we are seeing play out in Europe right now is an upsetting of the balance of the world order as they want it, as people like Dr. Harari, as people like Klaus Schwab and others. Bill Gates is another one. So we have to understand that these are people that are very smart. They're very well resourced.
Yep.
And they have a very sort of strategic idea of how they want to see the world develop. And God and a soul are not part of that strategy.
That's right, because they're going to be your soul. They're going to program you. So his crime wasn't agreeing that the New World Order has been upset. That's a fact. The headlines are like, preposterous, the New World Order has been upset. It was pointing out that the people running this New World Order are not Americans and don't like us. Does that mean Putin's pervert? We should go skip along with him through the you know, glades and little flowers and play patty cake? No, it just means Putin isn't the one imploding our borders, having drag queen story time. Putin's not the one shipping fentanyl in here. Putin's not the one devaluing our dollar. Putin's not the one shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. Putin's not the one trying to take your guns. No, it's the New World Order. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Freedom. Kevin in South Dakota, your call's coming up here in just a moment, and so many others. I'm going to go right through your calls. Bam, bam, bam. Toll-free number. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, you can call in 877-789-2539 or 877-789-ALEX. Very briefly, InfoWars is barely making its payroll right now. I'm not complaining or bitching. It's all up to God and all up to you. They have to pay for our own bandwidth, our own satellites, our own legal, our own infrastructure. We have the full weight of the New World Order against us, trying to shut us down. They're hopping mad we're still on air. We can stay on air for a long time to come thanks to you and what you're doing. But I just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great supplements and films and books and T-shirts and so much more. But we've got a special offering at 1776coin.com. There's also a link to get it at InfoWarsStore.com. That is the second in the three-part series of the founding member. And if there's a nuclear war, you won't get anything special. Or if I get assassinated, you probably won't ever get the special thing. But we're developing a bunch of stuff exclusively that'll be free, that I'll send links to everybody. That gives us their email when they buy the coin. If you want to just anonymously buy the coins, it's collectible and really cool, and I designed it. You want to keep us on air? That's great. But when you check out at 1776coin.com, at patriotcollectibles.com, you can link through also at InfoWarsStore.com. You are literally funding the second American Revolution worldwide, 1776 worldwide. It is available right now, and it is limited edition, and it's got a markup there that's reasonable to help us found new systems and stay on air and build very exclusive things for the people that become founding members. So this is a big deal. Only three coins. This is the second coin. It's the Tree of Liberty with the Thomas Jefferson quote, that the Tree of Liberty must be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. That is on the coin. It is extremely powerful in my view, and of the three coins, they're all excellent. This one is my favorite, though I designed all three. The others are close. And I'll just tell you, I think the next coin's great. It's the I'm not going to tell you what it is yet, but it's excellent. The first one was amazing. This one is the best, in my view. And it's available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thank you for coming through, folks. We've already sold out of 10% of the coins since the show started. And so at current rates, we'll end up selling out of this in a week or so like we did last time. It took 10 days last time at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you want part two in the series, it is available. And we held back, by the way, 300 of the original George Washington Slay the Dragon coin. Those will be randomly 50 a day the next 4 days released on the site at different times of the day. In fact, I'm doing it now. They were telling me about this, but they don't want me to jump on them. I'm going to ask during the break when we're allowed to do it, but they got to like go in and add it. But sometime today, 50 of those coins that are already sold out will be available on the site as well. I want to thank you all for your support and keeping us on air at 1776coin.com. Okay, let's go to your phone calls, and let's try to get to as many of them as possible. Let's go to Kevin in South Dakota. Thank you for calling today. Welcome.
What's up, Buttercup? How you doing? I love what you do. I love you. You rock it. And I have three things to say. I'm going to try and be quick so that other people can get on the line. First off, I don't watch TV because I have a soul. However, I do have the internet, and I saw what happened at the Oscars, and I got to say, this black-on-black violence is getting out of hand. Pun intended. I got to say, it's ridiculous. But I know.
Well, let me ask you this question. I mean, do you agree with me? If you disagree, it's fine. There's a consensus in the office. This was as fake as hell.
Yes, I got a degree in theater. What you said about the foot hitting the floor, and I'm not one of these fruitcakes in theater. I'm a conservative. That's a whole other story.
Hey, Rob Dew has a theater degree. I love him. Nothing wrong with the theater. What's wrong is the commies running it.
That's right, these stinking Marxists. I don't want to get off on that rabbit trail either. But that foot hitting the ground is a total tell. Also, Smith is 6'2". If he can't knock out crackhead Chris Rock with a slap, he doesn't know. That means that his wife should leave him because he's a weenie. I mean, if you walk all the way to that stage with that momentum and you can't knock a crackhead down, can you fight? No. So
look,
I mean,
all of it, we all know body language. It was as fake as a $3 bill. They're dying. Their ratings are dying. This was a stinking stunt. I mean, the walking off is so fake, too. The way Chris Rock sticks his chin out when he's walking up getting ready. I mean, come on, man.
You're not going to believe it. I'm a stand-up comedian. I like both of those guys. I don't like what they did. They know better. Will Smith, Chris Rock, you need to be ashamed, and you need to expose this because you're better than that. But no, they're not. They're in the system. So,
yeah, I mean, I like Will Smith as an actor. You know, Chris Rock's always pushing his leftist agenda. But, yeah, look, this was a stunt. It was fake. And we need to be able to talk about false flags. But, oh, you're not supposed to question Jussie Smollett. You're not supposed to question Gulf of Tonkin. You're not supposed to. No. We're going to question it, and they don't want us questioning it. What's your view on the gender madness? You wanted to get to that.
Yes. Well, it relates to the Russian issue. The Russians feel they have to preserve the world from the gender madness like we felt we had to stop the communists.
By the way, Putin actually recognizes it as a fundamental attack on the family and destruction of civilization because their family was already collapsing. He understands this is a biomedical tyranny. He came out about J.K. Rowling and said they've banned her because she says biological women have rights.
Yeah, they have taken a rip from the insanity bong and they ghosted that son of a gun. But here's the deal. In Wyoming, there is a deal. Russia sold their shares in a uranium company right before the war broke out. And I think the people who bought those knew what was going to happen because you were talking about Jackson Hole people, billionaires, determining the whole COVID-19 thing in advance. But where I'm from, Powder River is the Powder River Basin has core to its area, Campbell County. That's my home. That's where I'm from. And in Campbell County right now, the libraries are pushing the gay agenda. We've been fighting it for July.
Let's be clear, they're pushing a pedo agenda of sexualizing children. Don't even give them that gay thing. They're pushing a pedo agenda.
You're right. I was talking fast. In fact, I was appealing before the library board for a book called Sex Plus by Lacey Green, which isn't even a gay book. It's a book aimed at 16-year-olds trying to encourage them to try BDSM and electrocute their nipples.
Yeah, all of it's bad. All of it's bad. You should not be bombarding young people and elementary students with how to shove things in their rear end. It's just, it's criminal. It's pedophilia. It's grooming children. These people need to go to prison. Thank you for the call. All right, next up. Who was next up here? Who were you guys telling me was the next caller? Victor in Florida, you're up next. Go ahead. Hey, Victor, how you doing?
I'm good, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
I just wanted to comment on the Will Smith incident last night and how it is pharmakeia, or a form of lesser magic. He was laughing at the jokes beforehand to let everyone know what he was doing. He was going along with the joke. It was staged. And then he goes on and does this, and the world is in bewilderment, as if they're under a spell.
That's right. And part of a virus of the mind, old term, a spell, is that your subconscious knows it's a lie. But when you don't say it's a lie, don't realize it's a lie consciously, now you open yourself up for programming. And that's why lesser magic is they have to tell you what they're about to do before they do it. And they believe that gives them power over you, because when you accept a lie, you have now joined them.
Exactly. And it's actually what you mentioned in Reset Wars as far as the psychological control grid. And I just got to make a quick point about the iodine. It's excellent. I did not realize how docile I was, and so I started taking it for a month, and then I was pissed off again. So seriously, if you guys listen to this man's show and do not support him, that he puts it on here for free, what are you doing? I bought the coin. I support you with the supplements however I can. I don't make a lot of money, but I do it where I can. I put my money where my mouth is. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Victor. I want to salute Victor. I want to explain something. Nobody's making anybody buy things here. And if I had some billionaire donor, you know, that gave me $25 million a year, that's what it takes to run this place. I mean, small newspapers cost more than that, folks. It sounds like a lot. Money ain't worth what it used to be. If I had some donor gave me $25 million a year, we would not run any ads here. Now, our local radio stations and TV, they get ads, so they're going to run them still. But, I mean, please, make the donation now. I will go commercial-free. Local stations will still want their 6, 7, 8 minutes an hour. That's why we have another 6, 7 minutes for us, because that's for the network. But I would end ads now. I'm still on the old model, which is great, because when they tried to deplatform us off the Internet, we still had 180 affiliates at that time. It's like 370 right now on AM and FM. All the censorship didn't go too well. Hundreds of cable and TV stations enraging the left that they can't even figure out where they are or try to do anything because we're free to air. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's just amazing that fellows like that and all of you keep us on air. So great job. InfoWarsStore.com. We are having such a massive effect right now, and I just want to thank you all for what you've done, because you did this.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.